Blog Talk Radio.
Another night of proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God. Beloved, prayer and confession of Scripture are two of the most powerful weapons we have in our lives. Prayers will break the powers of darkness and release the blessings of God in our lives. God has established the victory for all of us over his enemy. Beloved, you should know your authority as a believer. quit losing, and start winning. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Let us pray. I cover myself, my family, and my possession with the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the fire of God surround and protect my life from all destruction. Let the angel of the Lord encamp around me and protect me. Let your glory be my covering and protect my back. Hold me up and I will be safe. The name of Jesus Christ is a strong tower. I run into it and I am safe. Lord, you make me to dwell in safety. Set me in safety from them that puff at me. Let me dwell in my land safely. Lead me safely, and I will not fear. Let the sea overwhelm my enemies. Let them lie down and rest in safety. Let me lie down and rest in safety. I will dwell in safety. Nothing shall make me afraid. Keep me as the apple of your eye, and hide me under the shadow of your wings. I will trust in the covert of your wings. In the shadow of your wings will I trust. Be my covert from the storm and the rain. Be my covert from the wind and the tempest. Cover my head in the day of battle. Cover me with the shadow of your hand. Cover me with your feathers. Be my defense and refuge. Defend and deliver me. Let your glory be my defense. Defend me from those who rise up against me. Lord, you are my shield and my hiding place. Lord, surround me with your shield of protection. Bring them down, O Lord, my shield. Let your truth be my shield. Lord, you are my sun and shield. Lord, you are my shield and exceeding great reward. I will not be afraid of 10,000 that have set themselves against me, because you are my shield. You are my strong tower from the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for this privilege, Lord. I pray, O God, for your continued covering over my life and the life of the House of Christ Ministries, Father. We pray, O God, for the membership of the House of Christ Ministries, and we pray that you continue to provide for them, Father. We pray that you continue to cover them from every danger, every attacks of the enemies. Let there be no lock in their storehouse, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for this tonight, as we can reach out to your people, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I glorify you tonight, and I tell you thanks as we crown you tonight, Lord.
Oh,
the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. Beloved, if you're living in the New York area, I'm extending an invitation to you to join us in fellowship at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc. on Sundays at 12 noon, our Bible studies on Fridays at 7:30 p.m., Thursdays and Saturdays, or prayer meeting. Prayer meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. on Thursdays and on Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. Our School of Ministry conducts classes on Tuesdays. We are currently teaching Understanding and Operating in Deliverance, which is a very powerful lesson, and we just thank God for each student who have developed tremendously throughout this period of teachings. We pray that the Lord will continue to guide us, that we will speak truth, and we will not compromise the word of God. Amen. So we want to bless the Lord. He's omniscient, and he's omnipresent. He knows all things. He sees everything. He hears everything. And he's everywhere. What an awesome God we serve. But we just have to trust him and believe on his word and keep our end of the covenant. We just want to bless God tonight. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight is Jesus ministered with authority. God's plan for all believers. Beloved, Jesus Christ operated on this earth as a man. He had purposefully emptied himself of his rights as God. He suffered temptations as a man. He overcame Satan as a man. It was the human Jesus who had authority on this earth. His authority was because he was the Son of Man, the last Adam, not because he was the Son of God. Jesus came as the last Adam to fulfill all that God had created the first Adam to be, fulfilling God's plan for the first Adam. Jesus Christ walked in absolute authority and dominion on this earth. It is important to understand the authority in which Jesus Christ walked. If this authority was the authority that God at creation had given to mankind, then we can also walk in the same authority as redeemed men and women today. Luke chapter 10, verse 16 says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Only as new creations in Jesus Christ can we become the men and women that we were created to be in God's plan. Only as we read the Gospels and see Jesus walking as a perfect man can we understand God's pattern for our living and walking in absolute authority and dominion every day of our lives. When Jesus Christ was baptized in the Jordan River, the Holy Spirit came upon him to empower him for his earthly ministry. Immediately after this, he was led into the wilderness where he won over Satan and his temptations by speaking the word of God. Having demonstrated his authority on this earth as a man, empowered by the Holy Spirit, he was ready for his earthly ministry to begin. He began this ministry in Galilee, anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit and speaking with authority. Luke chapter 4, verses 14, 16, 18 to 21. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and the news of him went out through all the surrounding region. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." After Jesus Christ spoke in Nazareth, Capernaum, there the people were amazed at his authority. Luke chapter 4, verse 31 and 32 says, "Then he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbaths. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority." Verses 33 to 35 says, "Now in the synagogue, there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, 'Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth, to destroy us? I know you, who you are, the Holy One of God.' But Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be quiet and come out of him.' And when the demon had thrown him in their midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him. Jesus commanded the demon to come out. And because it knew Jesus Christ's authority, it did obey and he came out." In verse 36, "So they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, 'What a word this is! For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirit, and they came out.'" Mark also wrote about the ministry of Jesus Christ in Capernaum and the people's amazement over the authority in which he ministered. Mark went on to tell about other demon-possessed and sick people being healed. Jesus Christ had authority over the demons. Jesus Christ had authority over sickness. Jesus Christ spoke to the man with his shriveled hand, "Stretch out your hand." Mark chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 says, "And he entered the synagogue again, and was there who had a withered hand, and they watched him closely, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. Then he said to the man who had the withered hand, 'Step forward.'" Beloved, Jesus Christ knew the man was going to be healed. He said, "Step forward." In verses 4 and 5, "And he said to them, 'Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?' Silent. So when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. Praise be to God." With authority, Jesus Christ spoke a word, and the man stretched out his hand and was healed. Jesus Christ had authority over the fig tree. Matthew chapter 21, verse 19 says, "And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, 'Let no fruit grow on you ever again.' And immediately the fig tree withered away." Beloved, Jesus Christ spoke to the wind and the sea with authority, and they obeyed him. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 38 says, "On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, 'Let us cross over the other side.' Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" "Beloved," Jesus rebuked the wind and spoke to the sea. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased. There was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Jesus Christ's implication was, "Why were you so afraid? You could have calmed the storm. Where is your faith, beloved? Where is your faith?" Verse 41 says, "And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him? It is our Lord and Master Jesus Christ, the God of all gods, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We bless the name of the Lord because he's worthy to be praised." Beloved, Jesus Christ is our example of how we should walk and minister in authority. His works on earth as the last Adam are an example of how we, as redeemed and restored mankind, are to do the works of Jesus Christ on earth today. We have that same authority because Jesus Christ gave it to us. We are to live and minister in the same bold authority that Jesus Christ did as we do his works at home. Beloved, John 14 verse 12 says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." Jesus Christ spoke with authority when he rebuked the fever in Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus Christ spoke boldly and forcibly in a loud voice at the grave of Lazarus. John chapter 11 verse 43 says, "Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth." Beloved, everywhere Jesus Christ went, he ministered with a boldness came as a result of knowing his authority as the Son of Man. When he released that authority in the power of the Holy Spirit, he healed the sick, cast out demons, and raised the dead. He did it, saints of God, as an example for believers, both in that day and in our day. Jesus Christ told the disciples to minister in the same authority, to do exactly the same works that he had been doing. Matthew chapter 10 verse 8 says, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely you give." Once again, beloved, Matthew chapter 10 says, heal the sick. That's verse 8. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. The disciples could do the works of Jesus Christ because he had given them the same authority in which he lived and ministered. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 says, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus Christ's ministry provided an example of boldness and power instead of fear and timidity. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, power, and of love, and of a sound mind, beloved, so we should not be fearful. As long as we trust in the Lord, believe on his word, stand on his promises, Jesus Christ boldly preached the gospel, cast out devils, laid his hands on sick people, and saw them recover as he ministered with authority. Jesus Christ, our example, left us with these parting words. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Beloved, when we follow Jesus Christ's example as the last Adam, we will find ourselves obeying the word of Jesus, obeying him as the creator to the first Adam. We will find ourselves ruling and taking dominion over this earth, and everything on this earth, including sickness, bondage, poverty, and death. Once again, we will be doing what we were created to do. As Jesus Christ ministered on this earth, Satan must have looked on in horror. Here, Jesus, operating as a man, was taking dominion, speaking and ministering in authority, and by so doing was destroying the works of Satan. When we take a look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 8b clause, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Beloved saints of God, as we follow the example of Jesus Christ today, we too will live and minister in our God-given authority. Don't be afraid. Be bold. We too will be destroying the devil's work. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Praise the Lord, beloved. Praise God. Praise God. We want to thank God that we can come into His presence tonight and to share His word with His people. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I just want to remind you that prayer and confession of scriptures are two of the most powerful weapons we have in our lives. Prayers will break the powers of darkness and release the blessings of God in our lives. God has established a victory for all of us over the enemy. So, saints of the true and living God, know your authority as a believer. Quit losing and start winning. I want to share with you excerpts from this prayer book, Prayers That Rout Demons, written by one of my favorite writers, Apostle John Eckard. And I quote, "Believers must know and operate in authority. Believers must know and operate in authority. Jesus gave his disciples power and authority over all devils. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. Believers can use this authority through prayer and confession. We have authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Jesus Christ promised that nothing would hurt us, beloved. Many believers suffer unnecessarily because they fail to exercise their authority. They fail to exercise their authority. So here we go again, beloved. Prayer and confession of Scripture. So I want to encourage you that you should pray without ceasing. Know your position. Know your grace area. Know what you're called to do. Know the power and the might and living God that you serve. Because we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that will not lie. And He told us that you have the authority to tread upon serpents and to eat any deadly thing, and it shall not hurt you, beloved. All we have to do is to understand that we must be clean vessels to operate in the deliverance anointing. We must. So tonight I want to encourage you, beloved. I want to encourage you that you must seek first the kingdom of God and walk in righteousness. Walk in righteousness. We thank the Almighty God. I'm going to ask you to pray with me tonight. As I pray this prayer for self-deliverance. And I want you to believe on His word. I want you to understand that if you trust Him, everything will go well. And it will be well with your soul. I break all generational curses of pride, rebellion, lust, poverty, witchcraft, idolatry, death, destruction, failure, sickness, infirmity, fear, schizophrenia, and rejection in the name of Jesus. I command all generational and hereditary spirits operating in my life through curses to be bound and cast out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of lust, perversion, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and immorality to come out of my sexual character in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of hurt, rejection, fear, wrath, sadness, depression, discouragement, grief, bitterness, and unforgiveness to come out of my emotions in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of confusion, forgetfulness, mind control, mental illness, double-mindedness, fantasy, pain, pride, and memory recall to come out of my mind in the name of Jesus. I break all curse of schizophrenia and command all spirits of double-mindedness, rejection, rebellion, and root of bitterness to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation to come out of my conscience in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of pride, stubbornness, disobedience, rebellion, self-will, selfishness, and arrogance to come out of my will in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of addiction to come out of my appetite in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of witchcraft, sorcery, divination, and occult to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my head, eyes, mouth, tongue, and throat to come out in the name of Jesus. I believe the prophets, and I prosper. I am your servant, Lord, prosper me. The God of heaven will prosper me. I command all spirits operating in my stomach, navel, and abdomen to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my back and spine to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my heart, spleen, kidneys, liver, and pancreas to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my sexual organs to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all demons operating in my skeletal system, including my bones, joints, knees, elbows, to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my glands and endocrine system to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my blood and circulatory systems to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits operating in my muscles and muscular system to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all religious spirits of doubt, unbelief, error, heresies, and tradition that came in through religion to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits from my past that are hindering my present and future to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all ancestral spirits that entered through my ancestors to come out in the name of Jesus. I command all hidden spirits hiding in any part of my life to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you tonight, and we bless you, Lord. We glorify you tonight, Lord, because you're worthy. You're worthy to be praised, Father. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord, beloved. As we come to the end of our program tonight, we will still continue on this spiritual journey. I just want to encourage you and to remind you, beloved, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Understand that you serve an awesome God. Understand that we can always trust in His Word. Understand that the name of Jesus belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, you have authority over demons. Refuse to be dominated by any demon, beloved. And be reminded that in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan will not and cannot claim the victory over you. God bless you, and I encourage you, beloved, proclaim your deliverance and victory in Jesus' name. God bless you, and good night.